on, lights on. He is on the call. Kevin, congratulations. Kevin got a great award from the
awesome.
Tallahassee, Florida. So that is amazing. Kevin, so proud of you. Okay, guys, we're almost there. We're going to give it one more minute. If anybody just jumped on and if you don't see your any of your all your team members on, anybody in your team, please give a heads up. What we're going over is things, how we're going to help y'all with customers, okay? How to bring customers on, all right? Kevin is under the weather. He met with me this weekend in San Antonio and got a little sick. Cannot talk. He's pretty sick, really sick. And with that being said, his wife is just, her dream come true. I said, that's terrible. But I know when I lose my voice that my husband is like, trust me. Him and the kids are like so happy. Unbelievable, right? You better stop. Anyway.
Hi, right. Paula.
Okay. Joe is doing all of my stuff in the back. So, Joe, will you do me a favor and mute everybody, and we'll get started on this, okay?
All right. Give me just a second here.
And can I ask you a question before you mute you? He has slides for me? He has slides? He has no slides. No.
You don't need any stinking slides.
If he did have slides, you don't have slides.
Darn, dang, he's good if he got me slides. Okay. Awesome.
All right. Let me mute everybody, and then I'll unmute you.
Okay. Thank you.
This is the same thing.
It's cool about you. No.
Okay, Prissy.
Awesome. Well, welcome everybody. Thank you all for getting on the call tonight. And maybe I can help y'all get some more customers, okay? So I truly believe because it is shown in my last company. Well, I've only been in one other than this, and that was a sister company to this one, Dynamax. And in doing so, I saw right away by getting customers was a great thing because customers can lead into members or associates, okay? So I call it double dipping, all right? I've had them as quickly as come in as a customer and in 2 hours turned around and became a member and as long as 2 years. So no matter what it takes, you go the pace of your customer, okay? But I can set you up and show you what we do and what I've taught my team to do to get them ready to be that, getting them ready to be a member when they don't even know it, okay? So let's talk about customers and how we can, get that customer without even them knowing it. So I tell everybody when you come in this, when you come into our company, the first thing you do, your leader is going to get with you and do a lot of things, but you've got to pretty much go on your own. But I think the biggest thing in getting customers is to partner up with somebody. First thing, partner up with somebody. It's going to be your upline leader at the time until you find somebody to come into your into the company with you in your organization. So, and why I say this is because you can find each other accountable. Okay. You can make sure what you're doing and everything that you're doing is the right way, the proper way, but you have somebody to feed off of. And I'll elaborate a little bit more on that, but let's get started on how we do things as far as customers. You know, the first thing we want to do is talk to our families, right? And I will tell you the family is the hardest to bring in as a customer. It's just one of the hardest things I've ever had to do. I've heard this and I thought, mine was going to be easier. It was the worst thing, hardest thing. So I tell people to go practice on strangers, instead of going to hitting your friends and stuff, you really don't know what to say, but anything you say at this point in time, they don't know any better. Okay. Anything you say is the right thing to say. I tell you, do a little research and have some pinpoints on your products and stuff. So you can just give a little information. I know everything to do wrong. I've done wrong. I had to know everything about the products, I thought, and I knew too much. It is the worst thing you can do. So when I tell people, when you go to mix your drinks or you do your remedy, you have product with you at all times. Okay. And some of the easiest ways to get somebody, we are creature of nosiness. Yeah. We're curious. We're the curious creature on this earth. I can tell you. So if you ever go anywhere, into the grocery store, into the restaurant, if you go to the restaurant, you better have a rev with you and you ask for water and you mix it. okay? Because they're going to ask you, what is it that you're mixing? What are you drinking? I mean, that's one of the easiest things to do, guys. I mean, it's that easy. We'll go anywhere I go. For instance, if I go to the veterinarian office, okay, I'm going to be there with three dogs, but I'm going to have a bottle of water with me, and I'm going to pour it in there. I'm going to do it. Or I'm going to bring my remedy out, and I'm going to give it to one of my dogs. Because you know it's going to be a pile of people there, and they're going to ask you what you're doing. A doctor's office, anywhere you go, a park, there is unlimited places you can go to actually see and, you know, and do this. This is the easiest way to do this. I promise you it is, because we all do it. I've taught everybody that's what you need to do. You know, I've used this scenario so many times. And if you know your surroundings, take advantage of your surroundings. You are actually in a business to get customers, okay? That's the biggest thing. So in doing so, I use the example of a car, okay? You saved your money for this dang red Corvette, all right? It's the biggest, baddest, beautifulest thing you've ever seen. You picked red because you don't see a red one around, okay? You go, get your money out, go buy it, and on the way home, guess what? You see 10 red Corvettes. Why? Because your surroundings, you look more at cars that way because that's what you're going to buy. You know, you bought and you're driving it home. That's the same way what you're doing here in the business. Your surroundings. You can be at a grocery store, and I can guarantee you, if you sit back and think, or the next time you go to the grocery store, you're going to hear somebody say something in that grocery store about pain, or looking at the ingredients, or how many calories it's got for a diet. Everybody, you just got to pay attention to your surroundings and what's going on. Okay, go to the park. Try this. I've done this with my team before. We have a little park here in Deland where there is a course where you walk around it. And no matter where you sit, somebody's going to walk by you. And you would not believe what you're going to hear on this playground. We heard it 27 times within 30 minutes. That's literally somebody saying something within a minute. But people complaining about, you know, injuries, or, you know, something's happened to somebody, or, you know, the kids, you know, how ill-mannered they are, you know, somebody with tension problems and things like that. So we have so many ways that we can sit there and approach people. The thing is, the next step is to open your mouth. That's the next step. All right. So you have a 2-second window. I say a 2-second window to actually go and say something to somebody. All righty. So what moves you? How bad do you want it? So in doing this, and the analysis I've done is, you know, in Dynamax, we've done a lot, but I have some members from Dynamax that have, you know, done very well, but that now are underneath me and doing very well. So I just went and asked them, what made a difference? What made a difference in what you've done before, you know, because they had an amazing leader, to now? And there's things that can move people like there's no other. My big mover, you know, to open my mouth is simply competition. Competition's a big one, right? If there's something to win or to earn, I'm going after it. Okay. You've got to see yourself in anything you do. You've got to already know what you're going to do. Okay. So in talking to people, my son said it best. We just puke too much. We say too much is what we do. And, you know, he was 12 years old when he's telling me this. I'm like, okay, you know, you tell me what you do, son. And he taught me a lot by simply letting people ask you questions. Okay, so if they ask you questions, you get the opportunity to answer because they ask you a question. So that's where it goes in a resonate of making sure everywhere you go, you mix the drink. Now, Brad works in construction, and every time somebody comes in his trailer, he mixes about 10 bottles a day, and he'll bring them home, put them in the refrigerator because he can still drink them. But what it does is it simply gets people to ask you that question. And when so, then you can fill them in. Now, another tip on that, and when you do get them talking, you know, say, you know, tell them a little bit what it does, you know, what it's known to do. And then what will happen is, can you relate to that? Do you have any of those conditioning? Well, yeah, I do. Well, the first thing I would do is take one of my people that has pretty much the same issue and just let them do a 2-minute testimony. Can I call somebody, let somebody tell you what it's done for them? You know, anybody with diabetic, I'm not a diabetic, so I can't relate, you know. And I think that while you're explaining something to this customer, the first thing you have to do is you got to think back when you were approached. I guarantee you at least 80% of the people on this call were customers before they were ever members. Maybe not in this company, but maybe one that you first started if you were in network marketing before. So think about it. You have to be relatable. You have to know what they're thinking. you did think that way one day. Okay. When you first started, what did you, how were you feeling when somebody approached you the first time? Remember that you've wore their shoes. So if you think they're skeptical, you can, you automatically say, and you can see that in them because maybe that's how you felt. You know, I thought this was a scam or whatever, but the products are the products. They're absolutely amazing. People absolutely, you know, I thought it was a placebo effect. That was me in my head, you know? So a lot of times when somebody say placebo effect, I tell them, you know what? Guess what? that reminds me of me. Be relatable. Be relatable in the fact that you can relate to what they're saying. Make yourself relatable. Okay. So if I talk to somebody as a school teacher and, you know, they're having trouble with, you know, calming themselves down, they're teaching kids that are young and stuff like that with aura. But, you know, I am not a school teacher. So I'll get one of my school teachers on and I'll have them tell them what they do and why they take it. So heck yeah, they're going to be relatable. It's going to be relate. It's easy. It's an easy thing to do. So I want to bring on Karen Moorheater. She was in Dynamax, done very well. I'm not sure she can tell you a little about it, but Karen, I want to know the difference between when you were there and give me a ratio. I don't know how long you were in Dynamax and how many customers you had, but give me a scenario of what you had and what you have now and why is it easier or harder? Just tell me, I want to know.
Well, hi everybody. Dynamax we were in for about 3 years and we ended up with about, at one time, about 25 customers max. And, or that was the highest, I believe, at one time. Me, because he wasn't really doing Dynamax until the very end, but I'm finding it easier because people already know about hemp, or at least a little bit, or their curiosity's getting risen because of all the talk in the world about CBD oil and hemp oil and stuff. So with the other products, we had to explain what it was, and it was, although they were amazing, we were having to explain everything, and people were very leery about, you know, they would just go get a Red Bull or whatever, and not realizing what we really had. Then what we came over to this, and I got the results I got with the hemp oil, not to even mention the other products, but then the results that I got with the hemp oil, that opened the door to a lot of people. And then we were taking the other products, and, you know, collagen's another thing that people know about. So you don't have to say collagen this. People know what collagen is. We just get to tell them that ours is more absorbable because of the inulin. And it just, you know, and everybody understands detox. We just get to tell them about the ashwagandha. So it's about telling them, it's about something they already know, and we get to tell them why ours is better, or why we feel it's better anyway.
And the part about not puking on them is give them the high points, and when people do the research themselves, they feel like they've invested time, and they're more likely to invest in themselves when they've invested that time in searching. Don't give them all the info. Give them the little high points. Let them do the research, and then they're invested in taking care of their own health.
All right, Karen. How many reoccurring orders have you got in since rally, since the 22nd of June till now, to date? How many new ones?
14. We have 14. Okay. And we have made double in these. Oh, I'm going to cry. We've made double the amount of money in these 3 months than we did in the 3 years we were with Dynamax.
Oh, that's amazing. That's simply amazing. I'm so proud of y'all too. Well, I tell you, I tell them all the time, and this is the biggest part with them, is they have a team. They're a team, a husband and wife team, and there's no other than a husband and wife team, because you have a man's point of view and you have a woman's point of view, and that's huge. But it, you know, not everybody has that scenario, and not everybody can have that scenario. You got to know, Brad was not on board at the beginning of the other company, but I will tell you this, I partner up with some of my good friends. Kevin Vaughn was, I mean, I drove him everywhere. He went everywhere with me. No matter where I went, he went and helped me. And it gave us time to do, and it was great. We realized then it was a great thing to have. But we have a two women team. I say women team. She has a lot of people in her downlines. Eva, and I'll tell you, first of all, before I go into Eva, I want to mention one other thing. Karen, what do you tell everybody about the what you're trying to achieve? You do something different than a lot of people, and a lot of people are taking on to that now. So will you mention that to them real quick about the trip?
Yes. Yes. As a matter of fact, we get people to try the remedy. We get it in them before we leave them, and then they're interested, and then they decide they want to be a customer. Well, of course, most people want to come in not having a recurring because they don't want to get caught up in that. But we tell them, we just flat out tell them, we're trying to earn a trip, and we get points if you come in with recurring. We don't get points if you don't. This is where you have to trust us to know that we're not trying to trap you into something. If this can be changed or canceled at any time, we will be communicating because I want to know what's going on with you. I want to know how it's helping you and how it's doing. So we will be communicating. And before your 30 days is up, which, by the way, you get 30-day money-back guarantee, but before that next shipment is supposed to go out, we'll be talking and you will tell me if you want to cancel it, postpone it, or let it go. And we've only had, well, I only had one person not come in with a recurring order, and that's because she ordered online without talking to me.
Oh, awesome. That's great. So don't be afraid. And most of these are strangers, am I right? Are some of them family members or friends, or are they strangers? Or somebody you just meet?
It's both. It's both.
It's, okay. Cold and hot. Okay. All right, cool. Just wanting to know. All right. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Okay. I want to bring Eva on because Eva I don't know, you can tell them more about this, but amazing what's happened with her. Two different scenarios. She was in Dynamax quite longer. But Eva, will you come on? I would like for you to tell them the difference from then and now, okay? And, you know, she's just exploding. She tells everybody. I mean, she'll be in a darn line at the grocery store and let everybody know. So, Eva, can you come on? And I would like, can you come on? Are you on? There you go. Wait.
I can come on.
Go ahead. Go, girl. Go.
Okay. 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 The difference. All right. Well, I did get quite a few customers in Dynamax. I had a whole bunch of them and I still have some. The biggest difference that I can tell is the amount of money I'm making. I mean, it's these guys are giving us so much more money and it's huge. But the other big thing is we have an in with the hemp oil now. Because even if sometimes we're the very first person that tells them about hemp oil. I remember 2 weeks before I started researching it, I was getting a massage and the guy was telling me about CBD. And I was like, wow, okay. And so I started researching it then. So we might be the very first person that tells somebody about hemp oil. And then the next time they see me, I want them to see hemp oil. Every time, oh, there's a hemp girl. I don't want them to look at me and go, hey, there's that girl, the South Lake Women's Club, or there's that girl that's a leader in a church, or there's that girl that did Dynamax, which I have nothing against Dynamax, still good. I want them to look at me and go, wow, that's that girl that's so informative about hemp oil. I want to talk to her. And I got three people today wanting to talk to me from the activity on my Facebook.
So that's you.
It's money. I'm sorry. It's money, and I feel the most exciting thing is, oh my gosh, so many people, the heartwarming stories. Terry Newbill, she's got two customers, heartwarming stories that she thanks Gemini. She thanks Terry for bringing on the product and doing her research because Terry was a hard one. Terry Newbill, she did her research. She was not going to go with just any hemp oil. So just the healing that's happening, the team that we put together, it's all God, and I am just, that's the difference.
Thanks, Eva. Okay, guys, so listen. In doing so, I mean, you've got to be proud of what you're doing. You've got to let everybody know what you're doing, okay? And find any avenue to slip it in and talk about it, all right? Now, in doing a lot of this, sometimes people will say something, and when you mention it, like, oh, I'm already taking the best. Be proud of what we got because we have the best. We have something different than anybody else have out there. So you're not having to tell them about the hemp oil. You're having to tell them why ours succeeds all the others, okay? And know those pinpoints. It's a few out there, but they're the most important of them all. You don't have to overload them with any information. Think about this. Think about you're in the elevator, okay? And we've been in an elevator before, not saying anything, but we start talking about it because the elevator's full. Guess what? They can't run away. They're stuck in the elevator with us. Just don't know how long they're going to be there, but they're in the elevator with us. I've had times where I've had people that have been trying to talk to these people and they just call me and say, look, I'm getting with this friend and he needs it so bad. And he has shut me down, won't even let me talk about it. Will you please call me and tell me about somebody that's doing well with this or that? And I do it. And I won't tell on him. It's ditto. Ditto will be on a boat trying to help this person because, you know, cares a lot about him and they just won't listen. So I'll just call and say, ditto, you're not going to believe. And I'll tell him a true story that somebody's had a recent testimony on it, you know. And it absolutely, it's an inadvertent way of telling somebody about our products without telling them about it. You understand? And it works. It does work very well. And that's how we do approach a lot of our family and close friends that we really are trying to help. You do it in a way that they're hearing it, but they're not, you know, they're not asking the questions. They will start asking the questions afterwards. It's amazing. They will start. And that's all you need. And if any reason you have issues of doing it, bring somebody else on to help you. Don't be the message. Don't be the messenger. Be the messenger, not the message. You bring somebody else on to give the message, okay? Because, you know, you don't want to be a car salesman. No one wants to hear about a car salesman, all right? Now, if we get a chance, and I know this was a hard one for me, guys, a real hard one. Feathers. I sat down with Feathers, and Feathers says, tell me what's going to make a difference between the old company and this one. I says, well, only thing I can do is guide you and help you and tell you what I do, all right? And I, you know, tried to get down a list. You know, they tell us to sit down and make a list. Everybody's made a list. If you haven't made a list, you're missing the boat, okay? If you don't have a pad, Tuck taught me this. If you don't have a pen and paper with you and run by somebody you've seen that could use this product and you write that name down, you're missing the boat. Because I can tell you, 10 miles down the line, me a mile down the road, I've already forgot that person. So writing down that person's name is huge, okay? So with Feathers, I hate to call you out on this, but Feathers was one of my hardest ones to transition into stepping out of her comfort zone. We talked about friends. We talked about family. We talked all about that. And I said, listen, unless you open your mouth, you are not going to get customers. They are not going to fall in your back office. I'm sorry to tell y'all. And if this was easy for everybody, we'd all be rich. Okay? It just isn't going to happen. Joe Hubbis is another one. Let me tell you, Joe Hubbis has been to every training out there. He can train us, but he can't do it. Okay? Or he couldn't do it. The difference is everybody is so helpful in so many ways. You've got to get out of your comfort zone. I tell everybody, if you don't talk to somebody a day, when are you ever going to get somebody? If you talk to one every now and then, you're going to have one every 2 or 3 months. I put a limit on me to one a day. And what I found out was, and who held me accountable was my son. Because he would say, Mom, did you get that person today? No, and I'm tired and I'm not doing it. Well, I need to go by the dollar store and pick up some paper for school. So I go, you ain't got no more? Nope. So we go to the dollar store. And first time somebody say something, he goes, there's your one. There's your one. He'd make me, you know, he'd do it. But what I found in doing one a day, put three in play. So what I mean by one a day, Kevin teaches three a day puts 10 in play. So how aggressive do you want to be? But I assure you, if you take the challenge of one a day, you're going to see the difference in what happens. By that week in, you will either have a customer in or you have a customer in and you're talking about a member because they have already shared it. Okay, so Feathers, if you will, come on, please. And Feathers, boy, I got through to her. And buddy, she didn't take no baby steps when she opened her mouth. She started talking to doctors and everybody else. I'm like, whoa, you know, so Feathers. Hey, hon. I'm so proud of you. First of all, I want to tell you, I'm so proud of you and what you've done. What convinced you, or what took you to get out of your comfort zone and start talking to people?
Well, by being hurt, I haven't been able to work, and I keep telling my husband I need to be able to make money. But I can talk to people all day long, but I didn't know how to be educated to I was that person that Kirk said a while ago, I threw up on people. So I'm learning how to say a little and use someone else to be that lot for me. And I then I get excited. And some days it'll be three or four people I'll talk to. And yeah, I get bummed whenever they say no, only because I know what it'll do for them. But I've been excited to do the one a day. And if I do that, then I can do better. But I'm that person that if you've got something to teach me, please teach me, because I'm hungry to learn. So
thank you, Feathers. And you know what I did with Feathers is simply this. I said, Feathers, it's who you run into and you talk to. All you have to do is pique their interest. And you simply, if they ask one question about it, all you have to do is say, look, I love this product. It does so much for me. But let me get somebody on the phone that can, you know, answer all your questions. Okay. And she calls me and she gets me on the call. And what she's doing is, I say that is front row seat learning. Okay. So in talking and get partner up with somebody, and if you run into somebody, you simply don't know what to say, you get hung, say, listen, you know, you have some great questions and I want to make sure I get the right answers for you. Let me get somebody, would you mind if I get somebody on the call and let, you know, and let them talk to you. That is second validation. That was the hardest thing for me to ever do. But by far, if I don't do three-way calls with people, and that's what I call a three-way call, simply that, it's unbelievable what it's doing for people are coming out of their comfort zone, because everybody can put somebody on a call. Shoot, if somebody tells me they want me to have somebody on the call every day, I'll get you on the call with somebody. It's not hard. The thing is, you should not take it personal with a stranger, all right? Do know that. A stranger is, you know, it's not going to hurt your feelings. You know you handed the lottery to them in health. If they turn it down, well, then they just lost the lottery of health. That's how I feel about it. Just go to the next one. But try the three in play. I'm telling you, it's three a day or one a day, three in play. Joe has some customers. Believe it or not, it's a miracle. I love it. So, Joe, come on and tell them what you're doing. Come on, you can do it.
Thanks, Prissy.
Go ahead, Joe, because I just love it.
Well, there's a couple different things I'm doing. Is there something particular, Prissy, you want me to?
How you've got finally getting customers a much, you know, easier now than it was. You're talking to more people, or you're putting us off by far.
Yeah, just talking to people. I've done a couple of events that have helped me come out of my, or get in my comfort zone, or break out of my shell, or whatever it is you want to say. And just talking to people and start a conversation. Within a minute or two, they're going to say something that will lead you in to whatever you need, whether it's the remedy, which is our key product, but even the other stuff. I've got a nail salon two doors down from my store, and I'm working on them to try to get the base in there for the nails. You know, while they're sitting there talking to people, they can talk up the base and how it'll make their nails stronger and grow quicker. Well, grow quicker is the benefit for them, but stronger for the customer.
No doubt.
So just really talking to people. That's it. It's that simple. And as much as I hate to say it, and as long as it's taken me to do that, it's really just that simple. Yes. Talk to people.
You're exactly right. And it doesn't have to be about their products or our business. Talk to people, they will open the door for it.
Exactly.
Open the door. And that's the biggest thing. Talk to everybody you see. You know, I'm always in a good mood. Everybody's like, oh my gosh, you're in a good mood. I said, I like this all the time. How do you get that way? That's an opening door every single time I open the door with our products. So I'm going to move on, guys, with the follow-up. I think the follow-up and moving forward, so you get them as a customer. And I think the biggest thing you need to know, and I made this mistake with one of our other products from the other company, was because it worked so well with me the very first day that I thought it would be everybody. And it simply doesn't. Some people will take longer. Some people take less time than it did with me. So to be able to follow up and get back with that person, do know this. Tell them how to take it. It's very important that you tell them how to take this product. But I always lead with this. And you know what? God made us all different. I can tell you how to take it, and it works with most people. But it could be you know, there is other ways. We have to tell people if it doesn't work that way. That gets you a second time to talk to them, okay? Because they already have it in their head. If it don't work that way, it don't work at all for them, all right? So remember that. It gets you back calling them, and you're going to check on them. You're going to check on them in 16 days. It's an odd number, but it's 16 days. And you're going to find out exactly what you need to know. And I tell everybody, I don't want to hear just good. I want to know if it's working for you, and I want to know if we have to tweak it. Always want to know if we have to tweak it, okay? And it's all about making relationships. Go ahead, Joe, but I have something I want Suzanne to get on to. Go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to say real quick, also when you're, these people, if someone tells you that it's not doing anything for them or it's not working, I had a customer that I talked to, I've been talking to her a long time. I got her to finally try the remedy. And when I sent it to her, I sent her instructions, typed out instructions on how to take it. She got them. She read it. She told me, this just isn't doing anything for me. So I did the next best thing, called Prissy. Had hooked Prissy up with her. Prissy told her the same thing that I told her. And then the instructions I sent her, exact same thing. Man, she's taking it. It's working great. Her blood sugar, she's diabetic. Her blood sugar came down 100 points. Just, you know, this is the greatest thing ever now. But it just took, I've been talking to her so long, so much. She's an old Dynamax customer. And it just took someone else. I don't know if it was another female or just a different person. But don't give up on people. If they say it's not working for them, find a different way. Get someone else to talk to them.
That's you're right, Joe. And we find a lot of times that happens. And you got to know that I will not tell them the second time. I will have someone else come on and do that. And you know what? I tend to say things the same way, but if someone tells them in another way, they might get it. And of course, I talk fast. So how did anyone ever, you know, figure out I tell them to take it? I have to show them. I have to do it and show them. That's what I do. It kind of helps. But Suzanne is knocking the customer acquisition, I mean, out of the ballpark. And I'm so proud of you. And I would ask you what you're doing, but now I'm going to have you tell everybody else what you're trying to, you know, what you're doing. I believe you're doing yours on social media. So it's going to hit a lot of people that are young in this business. And we have another girl too that's in our team. But give them some thoughts about what you're doing, trying to go at that angle too, so everybody has a chance of doing it every way.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, ma'am. Go for it.
Absolutely. Hi, everybody. most of my customers are complete strangers. I've met everybody online through social media. Only a handful of people do I know. And I haven't actually talked to hardly any of them other than through Messenger. It's just a simple question, a simple post. That's just some information out there, and then I get the questions in the back in the Messenger, and then they get excited for themselves and order it. So I hardly talk to anybody.
But isn't it awesome? And does it hurt your feelings when they say no?
Oh no, I don't know. I don't want to talk to them.
So that's awesome. But I mean, you can't take this personal. I'm literally.
No.
Absolutely not. If you can't stand, you know, to hear no, well, then you just come to me and I'll tell you no immediately. We'll move right to the next one.
I think one of the greatest things that we can do to help each other with social media is everybody needs to comment on everybody's posts.
Absolutely.
Bring stuff up to the top. Help each other out and comment on each other's posts. A like is not enough. You have to actually say something to bring it to the back up to the top. So, yes. Everybody's paid. Everybody say something. Everybody do something. Nope, the strangers don't know that we know each other. But helping each other out that way would be probably the most beneficial thing for our social media aspect of it.
Well, thanks for sharing.
That's why I put request on there. Sometimes it is a request and sometimes it's not.
Okay. Well, my team before that you have to do that. And so we do need to help each other out. Reason why we have to help each other out. We are building, and if we don't all get this right, we are not going to move forward. We've got to make this together. Can you hear me? Eva, you can't hear me? Can y'all hear me better now? Is it better now? Okay, sorry about that. But we've got to work together, and we need to help each other out, because the more this company grows, the more we, and it gets around, the more it's going to help us too. So we need to help all the teams out. Me and Colette were talking yesterday, and you know, doing some, you know, just talking about some things, and we've got to make this happen. And us as leaders need to get together and work together and make this happen for all of y'all. And that's what we're trying to do. So with that being said, I have someone that's young on our team. Eva's got her in. Her name is Samantha Colvin, and she is knocking it out of the ballpark, and very, very, very happy with what she's done, what she's brought to the team, but what she's doing as far as customers too. She actually brought us to the positive this week for our customers, because I've been, you know, on my people about customers. We try to bring in a certain amount each week so we can stay on top. Samantha, can you come on and tell everybody what you're doing real quick, and then I'll go back to some other stuff?
I was muted. Sorry about that. I apologize that it's so dark behind me, but this is what we have to do with the mom life struggle, you guys. But so basically what I've been doing is just opening my mouth. And like you said, Prissy, it also is super beneficial to have someone like Eva to kind of hold you accountable and vice versa. So every week we get together, take a look at our numbers, you know, where we want to be. And we kind of are like, okay, how many more orders do we need, kind of thing. So we just ramp each other up, which has been really helpful. And then also, like you, Suzanne, I've been utilizing the social media aspect a lot, which, like, today I posted just like a what is CBD, which I'm happy to share with everybody on Instagram. But I got 8 messages just from that one post, all people who wanted to hear about the business and purchase product too. So just keep on talking about it, set small goals for yourself, so it doesn't feel so like far out of reach. But if you just say, okay, I'm going to get like 3 new customers this week. And when you get, you know, 6, it's just that much more exciting. So just don't be afraid to open your mouth and hear no is my best advice.
Okay, and then you also had another thought too. You were talking to me about
that. Yes.
Tell them what you're doing, what Eva's got you doing, and I think we all need to do it. And this is, I've not done this before, so, and I think it's the coolest thing ever.
So I find, you know, obviously you can reach out to one person at a time, but what I found really successful, because I've had to kind of step out of my own comfort zone from my profession now at a medical spa, I handle all of our networking. So I basically had to create, it was a startup business, the med spa, and it was the number one med spa in Tarrant County this last year, of just me literally putting myself out there, going door to door, giving people my card, just kind of letting them know we were there. So my challenge to all of you guys would be, find yourselves a networking group of some sort, or maybe like a health fair, basically anywhere there's going to be a lot of people in one room at the same time. And then that's, you know, you can talk to, let's say, 100 people, or pass out your card to way more people in one room rather than having to do the actual legwork for one by one.
That's so, you.
Yes.
Awesome. That's awesome. And thank you. That'll be helpful and beneficial for a lot of y'all that, you know, have not had no clue. But I think that's wonderful. Okay, yeah. Guys. I appreciate that, Samantha. And you
sure.
Speak with 6 new customers. That's awesome. Guys. Thanks. When y'all start and you get a customer, please make sure you try to get them in as a reoccurring order, okay? Do your best due diligence to do that, because it's huge. You're saving them money. Just simply say, look, and don't ever, if you are saying, okay, here's my site, go ahead and order it, wrong, absolutely the wrongest thing to do. I don't put it in for them. I will walk them through it. Even if they're not with me, I will walk them through it to start at the very beginning when they put my name in, to make sure they see my name and my picture in the upper left-hand corner. Okay. Because if they make one, if somebody's, you know, the URL is Debbie and one is Deb, you know, whatever, something close, it could go to somebody else. But you want to make sure that every step is done correctly, because what they don't know is you are absolutely training them to be an associate. Okay. So you're going to guide them in there and say, I'm a penny pincher. That's my biggest line. I'm a penny pincher. And look, I want to help pinch you some pennies, right? So let us get it for you at the cheapest price. Ready? They're going to see it's a reoccurring, because they've got to push that button twice, right? And they'll ask you, what's a reoccurring? Look, it's a reoccurring, meaning it's going to come every month. But I'm going to call you in 16 days. I'm going to find out exactly how you're doing, how you're not doing. I want to make sure everything's working with you. And then we're going to go on from there. And if you don't want it anymore, no problem. We can shut it off at that time. Okay. But what helps you get them in that reoccurring order position? I walk them all the way through it. I will then even go back and put them in. I'll show them how they can cut it off. I will take them into their mini site. So now what did you just do? You taught them how to put somebody in, and now you've taught them how to go back and look and change things in the site. That's huge. You must do that with everybody. If you are dropping them and letting them do it themselves, you're missing the boat. Now, there is an application, and here in Florida, there is a lot of places that we have dead space. Everywhere you go, you must have an application with you, okay? Because in the event that you cannot get service there, then you have the information and you can call them and still walk through it with them, okay? I normally take my iPad, but what does that say? You don't have it. Even if we did, we didn't have service. It's a way that you get information. You always have it. Don't leave home without it. All right. Now, another thing and tip, and I know Jay's talked about this, but we've done this from day one. If you have product, always have product on you. Always. Because you're going to find that old timer that will absolutely not put his credit card nowhere. Not going to do it. Okay. They've got money buried in their backyard somewhere. I can guarantee it. Because that means they don't have money in the bank. They're saving their money, right? So, but we have them. We all have them everywhere, all walks of life everywhere. So what I do in that case, I have them fill out an application. And why I do that, if they give me cash, I still want their name. I want their address because I'm going to put their address in there under billing. I'm going to put mine in to the shipping. I'm going to give them product right then and there, and I'm going to replace my product. It's going to give me points. It's going to give me all that. But guess what? I'm going to reach out to him as if he put his own self in and all that. The product's going to come to me and I'm going to call him in 16 days. I'm going to see how he's doing, what he's doing, and if he wants more. And if he does want more and he still won't put that credit card number in there, guess what? I've already replaced it. I'm going to give it to him again. He's going to give me that money and I'm going to turn around and put it right back in again. But don't leave home with product because I can assure you the first day you do, it'll be somebody that wants it right then and there. In fact, I'll be honest with you, 90% of my reoccurring orders, they don't wait 4 days to get their product. They have their product in hand because I'm like, look, if you want to do it, we'll do it right now, put you in. I'll go and give you product so you don't have to put it in later and wait on it. Okay? I give it to them right then and there. We go in, put their name, it's under their name. I put the billing address in theirs and I put the shipping address to pay me back. And I will get the time and date. I'll look up 16 days from that today. Tell them what day, what's the best time to call you. I'll put it on my phone. Alarm goes off. I know when to call them. Okay. And I will even, I do it sometimes the day before because I'm going to text them and remind them. I'll remember your 16 days tomorrow and I'll be calling you at 4 o'clock tomorrow. Okay. Hope that time is still good for you. And if they text me no and tell me another time, we'll do that too. So in doing that, guys, I promise you, you're going to find a better relationship with your stranger customers. All right. That cold way. Okay. I promise you, you're helping them out in the long run. And that's what happens. So now let me tell you a little bit further and how we've already passed our time. So let me finish it up real quick. So what ends up happening, what I do with them. And if they've been on for 2 or 3 months, okay. I then tell them, hey, how would you like to get $20, $10 off your products you're already getting? If you know anybody that could use these products, you know, like you've taken them, would you hook me up? And if they order, I'm going to send you a $10 gift certificate, right? And I'll let that happen for one time. And if they give me two, I'll give them $20 off. But then the next time I'm going to call them and say, you know what, Joe, I feel bad. I really feel bad. I'm making money off of you. And I've done this really, you know, to help people out, you know, to make money and help people. But you're already doing what I'm doing. And then I move them into a member. That's how I do it. They're doing no different than what we're doing right now. Okay. Now, my ratio of bringing them in to going to members are very, very high. Most everybody I bring in have turned into members one way or another. Now, you just have to be careful not to push. Okay. Some people aren't going to do it right away. Some will just keep going and still get the discount. And before they know it, then they'll start moving into, want to be it. They'll think about it. When I leave a customer, when I sign them in, you must always, when you're helping them get in, you must always let them know there is an opportunity to this. My famous line is, hey, there's money to be made in this company, you know, with hemp oil, you know, going to be 700%, you know, growth in the next 2 years by Forbes. There's money to be made, a lot of money. But you know what? Forget about that money. Forget about the money. You just take the product and see how well it helps you. Okay. And then, you know, if you have questions or, you know, want to move forward, we'll talk about it then. But that's the only time I ever say anything about the opportunity. I that's what I tell them and how I tell them. Because the first thing they do when this works, what do you think they're thinking? Oh my God, this stuff works. You told me to forget about that money. There's a lot of money to be made. They're calling me and asking to be a customer. I mean, be a member versus a customer. So don't ever forget, because I've lost a lot of people because they didn't even know there was an opportunity. You know, they'd find themselves on my team anyway, but somebody else put them in. So do know that, guys. I know I went past the time. I have a couple announcements I need to make, and then I'll have questions if anybody wants to ask questions real quick. But this Saturday, we have a Super Saturday in Dallas, Texas. Eva, I know that they've posted it, but maybe you can give an address. It's going to be an open opportunity. They're doing at 10 o'clock, and the open opportunity, 12:15. Am I right, Karen? Eva walked away. 12:15, everybody's supposed to come in, and it starts at 12:30. Okay, right. So.
The training starts at 10, doors open at 9:30, and then we have training, and then at 12:15, the doors will open for the guests to come in for the opportunity, and it starts at 12:30.
Yes, absolutely. And Eva has that, and maybe we can put that on the Go Recruit, so if anybody has anybody in Dallas or the Dallas area, please send somebody. We will help you. Just make sure, you know, we'll ask who referred you to the meeting, and we will, you know, help you with all that. Eva, go ahead.
I was just going to say, be sure to tell everybody get there at 12:15, because you know how people are. So
yeah, that's what Karen said. Yes, because we want everybody to get there early, and we're going to, you know, we're going to offer some products to them and stuff, but we got giveaways and all that stuff too.
A lot of giveaways.
And we will be glad to take care of your people.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be glad to. Absolutely. Send them on.
Okay, so with that being said, I know there's a lot going on. I want to thank you for letting me. I want to thank you for letting me do this, corporate do this. But Jay, you're on the call, and would like for you to come on real quick, and we can finish up the call. Sorry,
Chrissy. Before you get Jay on, there's some questions in the chat that you might want to ask.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm so
That's
sorry.
Okay.
I don't mind going over.
How does she start the social media postings? Are there video files out there other than what's on our Go Recruit site?
Suzanne, that's for you, babe. Suzanne, what do you, can you come on that now?
It's all on Facebook. If you go to your page, it'll ask you, go in the down at the very bottom of your own page, it'll say you want to start a group, and it just gives you the directions.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, don't do a business. Not a business, a business page, like a, you know, when people send you like this page, don't do that. Do a group page.
A group. Okay.
So yes. when you start questioning stuff, then do you put them into that group? Or just, I don't know how you do it.
I've gotten to where I've joined so many groups and so many organizations and stuff that I gather new friends, and I just add them to my group. At this point, it's just easier than asking, because there's so many of them. It's just easier for me to just add them, and that's why they're attracted to me, is because of Remedy and stuff. It's not any other reason. Those are the groups that I'm in.
Okay.
I've got almost 1,500 people in my own group page right now.
That's awesome. How long ago did you start it? You had started it when we got into Gemini, right? So it's
I built it for a solid month before I started adding things and trying to decide how I was going to do it. So I built my actual group page for a solid month before I added more than the 25 people I had on there.
Right.
And it just snowballed. I made one comment and it totally snowballed, and it was a group page of somebody else, and it just snowballed from there.
Awesome.
So that's why it's so important to keep commenting on anybody, because you really don't know who you're attracting and who's reading what. And so when you make those positive comments on other people's group pages, whether they be your Gemini group pages or any group pages, you want to be attractive and make people ask the question, what are you doing? And why are you, you know, how are you doing this? Or whatever they ask.
Right. That's huge. Huge. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. Okay, guys, we're running real late. Kevin Young, and we never again because I'm.
There's one more question on there. It's from Jason. He's asking, are you doing it in groups or are your profile? But I think she just answered that, but I want to make sure, Jason, that we got it answered.
Yeah, she answered it.
Okay, good. All right, good. All right, is that all, Karen? Because I didn't see
it. That's all I see. Oh, Paula Poole, yes, they can come early. We'll talk later.
Yes.
Talk to Eva Moses.
And feel free to take anything you want from Gemini Connection. Go to my group page and see what I do. Feel free to do whatever you need to do to build your page.
Copy and paste, right?
We will, honey.
And taking your
you got a trip to go on.
Not me.
That's right.
Not me. I don't really get on there, but I will start getting better at it. Okay, Jay. Jay, can you come on the call, please, honey, and finish it up for us?
Yeah. Hey. First of all, that was an excellent call. Prissy, you did really well. And you know what? Something that's I love seeing is all the people stepping up and learning from each other. There's so much good information that people are bringing that, you know, a lot of people didn't think of. So it's nice seeing all these people you know, really step out and get out of their comfort zone and start to see success. The best thing I can think of is R&D. Do a lot of R&D. Rob and duplicate. Find out what's working for somebody and duplicate that. The other thing is, you know, right now, the kids are starting to go back to school. A lot of people think, okay, it's summer. That's the time where everybody's going to build their business. Typically, summer is the time where people are taking off. When the kids go back to school, it's build time. And all the people that have been sowing during the summer, wait and see in the next few weeks, the next month, what's going to happen to your organization. So all the people that have been out there working, all of a sudden, your garden's about to start blooming. So anyway, I love the call tonight. I love the openness that everybody had. Take a lot from this. The biggest thing I can say is don't be afraid to open your mouth and always follow up. Never be afraid to ask for the order. So anyway, thank you so much. And we will see you very soon. Also, we are open. We are open in multiple countries, Denmark, Australia, the UK. So anybody that you know there is not just somebody that you know. Who do you know that knows somebody from there? Absolutely. So take advantage of that and let's change a lot of lives together.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And I will mention one thing. Eva is putting somebody in tomorrow in Australia. So she has her first member in Australia. She's thrilled to death. Absolutely. So we're proud of her. She's moving forward. And I think that's awesome. Everybody out there can do this. I built countries, and I'm telling you now, it's the easiest thing. And we'll do a Zoom on that one day. But I challenge everybody today to start tomorrow and ask one a day or talk to somebody a day. And that person can be talked to. If they say no, you can talk to them again 10 days from now. They have to be reached 7 times before they will ever look at something. So don't be afraid to talk to that person again, okay? I challenge y'all. Go out and get them, guys. Let's go. Let's make
it happen. Thanks, girl. Great job.
Thank you, guys. Talk to y'all later. Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, we're working.